News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The procurement process for upgrades to the vacuum distillation unit VDU at state-run oil refinery Petrojam has been put on hold. This following the start of a strategic review of Petrojam to be completed by year-end. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the review committee is expected to make recommendations on the way forward with the VDU upgrading process.
The government is not going to take up $100 million and put it in an organization that is not properly run. I certainly wouldn't allow that as Prime Minister. So the first thing I need to ensure in order to make sure that the VDU project works is that the organization is properly run. That's step number one. And we are well on our way with step number one. Step number two is to make sure that we get the best price.
The VDU upgrade is part of plans to expand the oil refining process at Petrojam to produce petroleum-based products out of heavier oils left over from atmospheric distillation, as well as to provide fuel for the bunkering industry. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved a further 60-day extension of the zones of special operations in Denham Town and Mount Salem. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the extension will continue the rollout of the build phase of its strategy in both communities. Mr. Holness adds that the build phase is part of a much longer process of transformation.
There is no short-term vision in pursuing success. Instead, to ensure transformation in these spaces, there must be a realistic and practical approach towards transitioning these communities to sustainable peace. Crime prevention programs and strategies continue to bring order to both communities. And this includes changes and improvements in community infrastructure, culture, and the physical environment.
The Prime Minister says the work being done has been assessed as being effective, and there's no reason to stop at this time. He noted that the government will continue to collaborate with various organizations to sustain the transformational initiatives. For the new academic year, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be heightening efforts to promote technical and vocational education and training, TVET, in secondary schools. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says this area offers a number of opportunities for young persons, arguing that a mindset change is needed to encourage greater interest and participation in new and emerging careers.
So part of what we'll be embarking on coming this September is a really robust career training program in our secondary schools. Because part of the reality is that a lot of our students are still unaware of some of the new areas that they can go into. A lot of them still have some misconception about the areas that can bring significant wealth.
Discussions are underway with the National Parenting Support Commission, National Parent Teacher Association, the HeartTrust NTA, and school guidance counselors to provide advice to students and parents on TVET careers. And Jamaica and Belgium are to strengthen cooperation on criminal matters. This follows approval of the Mutual Assistance Order 2018 resolution by members of the Senate on Friday. The legislation will provide for governmental assistance in criminal investigations and prosecution.
Mutual assistance can also be used to identify and recover the proceeds of crime, and it's particularly important in preventing criminals from evading prosecution because evidence or proceeds are in different countries.
Leader of Government Business, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. The order refers to two conventions to which both Jamaica and Belgium are parties, the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, UNCAC 2005, and the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime 2000. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
Under the Act, that would be discrimination. You also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts and the act.